Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio, will help you connect with the Ascended Masters to raise your vibration and understand the lessons of life, balancing karma, fulfilling your earthly mission, and manifesting a becoming God in action. This live call-in show with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters is an opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through this transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. Now, here is your host, Michael Shane.
Well, this is Cheryl Gardner with the Michael Shane Show, and apparently we're having a few technical difficulties right now, momentarily. And today, for our show, we're having a special guest, Dr. Scott Werner. He's a very gifted medical intuitive who was born with the higher dimensional sight. He has integrated this divine gift into his professional practice and created and published his book last year called Take Back Your Health, From Channeling Angels and Guides. Welcome to the Michael Shane Show, Dr. Werner. Would you like to say hello to our listening audience?
Hello, hello. It's really good to be here with you. And we enjoyed Michael and Cheryl down in St. George, Utah about, well, in January? Has it been that long?
Yes, it has.
Holy cow. So, and it's interesting. I first met Michael in Hawaii. Do you want me to tell that story?
Oh, yes.
I was over on the island of Oahu in the Hawaiian Islands, writing a book, and I was having I was in a really good place. I was at a bed and breakfast that the angels had led me to. I was next to Hanumana Bay, which is my favorite place to go when I'm in the dental chair. I can't do anesthetics because they don't take effect till after the dentist has caused all the pain, and they take effect and stay with me for about 36 to 72 hours afterward. And so what I do when I go to the dentist is I go swimming with the fish in Hawaii in my mind, and then I don't feel the pain. But anyway, my wife called me up, and she told me, you need to go to Maui. She had just gone down to the Emmy Awards. The Grammy Awards down in Los Angeles, and had met a woman who lived in Maui who she wanted me to go heal. And so I wondered what I should do because I really didn't want to go from where I was at because they had a nice swimming pool and it was really close to the bay. And I could, when I was tired of riding, I could go to the beach and play and go swimming with the fish. So I wasn't really wanting to leave Oahu, but she convinced me that's where I was supposed to go. And about 10 minutes later, after I made that decision, a woman I had been taking care of from Fairfield, Iowa, who was in Maui, called me up and said she was in a lot of pain. And so, being who I am, she asked me, what can you do to get me out of pain? And I said, I'll send you some toning energy, which will realign your acupuncture meridians and help get you out of pain. So I did some toning, which is God sounds, like ooh, om, all of the different sounds, and sent them over to her in Maui. And she called me about 15 minutes later and said, Gal, what did you do to me? I'm out of pain. And I said, well, I just sent you some God sounds. And she said, well, is there something I can do for you? And I said, yeah, I'm coming to Maui. I need somebody to find me a place to stay and pick me up at the airport because there wasn't any hotels or cars because it was the busy season. It was February of 2012, and it was the whale watching and dolphin season, and so all of the hotels and rental cars were taken in Maui. And she said, sure, I'll pick you up and take you wherever you need to go. So anyway, I hopped on a plane and went to Maui, and this lady picked me up at the airport and took me to this woman's house who was needing help. And I visited with her and helped her out, and she told me she would stay at her friend's house while I could stay at her condo. And her condo was way too loud to write. It was like there was cars and hammering and just a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. And when you're writing, you need to be able to concentrate without being disturbed by that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And so, anyway, I proceeded to ask this friend, well, I need a different place to stay in because I just can't write here. And she said to me, well, I've got a good friend by the name of Ann Musselman, and Ann doesn't mind me using her name because she's a real estate agent and would probably appreciate the advertising. But she finds places for people to stay there in Maui. And so I called her up, and she said, I don't have anywhere for you to stay, but I'm going to an event tonight. And I'm like, an event? What kind of event? And she proceeded to tell me that Michael Shane was going to be at this event, and she wanted me to come as her guest. And she said, you know, maybe there you'll meet somebody who will have a place for you to stay. So anyway, that's a little bit of history behind me meeting Michael. I was able to find a scooter to rent since I couldn't find a car. And I got on this little 50cc scooter, loaded up all my gear, and headed down the highway to the Sugarman Estate. And when I got there, it was just gorgeous. It was about 12 noon, and nobody was really there yet. And so just to the north of the Sugarman Estate is this area where you can snorkel, and gorgeous, huge fish in this little bay. So I spent a couple hours out there snorkeling and met a couple of people who were just there vacationing in Maui. And one of them was quite ill with cancer, and I talked to him for a while and gave him some ideas of what to do. And because that's what I do, I treat a lot of things that are when they've gone to the medical doctors and there's nothing else they can do. If they want to live, they usually find me, and because I do things that are alternative, herbs and homeopathics, essential oils. And I read into their aura and see what will help them the most. And a couple of the people there needed me, and that's why I was there. And then went over to the Musselman Estate, excuse me, the Sugarman Estate again. And a man from Maine was there, Jack. I met Jack at that moment, talked to him for about an hour, and then Michael arrived, and I talked to Michael for about an hour, and then some of the other people came, and that evening, you know, I was a little skeptical, I should say, and
you were a little bit more than just skeptical.
Well, I've never seen anybody actually apportate gems before or other objects, and when Michael did his event, it was fascinating. He did a billet reading, and I asked what additional information I needed to finish my book and put into my book, and he told me I needed to open my heart and infuse love and infuse the angelic energy into the pages and into the book. And the book is called Take Back Your Health, and it's full of different ideas and things to help your body heal. But not only is it a book about healing, it's an oracle book. So it's worked absolutely magnificently. Everybody that gets it, I tell them, don't just read it from front to back. You need to open it to where the Spirit tells you, and it will give you what you need that day to help you heal. And literally, I've had, luckily, there's a couple thousand books out now, and they're working. I get feedback, and they're working exactly as it was intended, which is basically tell people from the angels, from the angelic realm and the etheric realm and elementals what to do that day to help them heal. And it's been absolutely marvelous, and I've been very blessed to be a part of making that. And I've been very blessed to meet Michael, because that was exactly what the book was lacking. Was I needed to infuse that energy in, and literally every book is infused with that energy, and it vibrates at 780 on Dr. David Hawkins' scale and the map of consciousness from his book Power versus Force. He made a scale from 0 to 1,000, and this book vibrates at 780, which is in unconditional love, which I'm very blessed, because I was told I needed to get it vibrating at least in unconditional love so it would hold that vibration and give people healing just by being in their house, on their bedstand, whatever. So it's been a really great blessing in my life to be a part of that and be associated with Michael, because I believe he works in the angelic realms and the etheric realms, with the elementals and Saint Germain and all of the master healers, and it's been a pleasure to have met Michael and still be associated and have him as a friend. He's a marvelous human being and does amazing things that I still am in awe and wonder every time I see him do what he's here on the planet to do.
Well, we all have gifts, and you know, that are just as important as the next person. I mean, I've actually seen people heal from your abilities and the supplements that you offer people from your business down there in St. George. It was really wonderful to go down there and see the people coming in there and they're looking for some kind of answers, because mainstream doesn't seem to be helping them, and they get healing. I mean, I for one, you gave me a supplement that has been helping me, you know, and it's like that hands-on. It's like, well, how do you endorse something if you've never had it? Well, I can tell you I've had it, and it does work, you know. And you have another book that it's an e-book that you're offering today as a giveaway called Parasites, the Plague of the 21st Century. I believe we are going to be going on break here in just a minute. I'd like to have you talk about that for a moment. And it's just great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be talking and spreading the word to help people get well and help them believe that, you know, there are angelic beings that are helping us and serving us, and they're here to teach us and assist
us. They're here
us.
For all of us.
Yes, all
well,
of
thank
us.
You very much, and we will get back and continue after a break.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Resistance is one of our natural habits. We have an expectation in our minds of how something should be. And when the expectation does not match the reality, there's an automatic resistance. And resistance can become the barrier to creating something new. I've learned that the most powerful thing is to be accepting. When you accept something, it means you are taking things the way they are right now, even though they don't match your expectations. Start noticing the differences between your expectations and what takes place in your life right now. When you notice these differences, it is easier to accept what is. And when you notice it, the resistance disappears. Go to my website at keepyourword.com or download my free iPhone app to help you start creating something new today. Keeping your word every day can change your life forever.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Gardner, and we're back live on The Michael Shane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And with our special guest today, Dr. Scott Werner. And Michael, we were going to talk about Dr. Werner's book.
Yes, Scott, I noticed that you're offering a giveaway today about parasites, the plague of the 21st century. Would you give a brief explanation of the book, please?
Yeah, it's basically an e-book. It's not very long, but it talks about parasites. And parasites are literally the plague of the 21st century because most of the medical profession doesn't believe we have a problem here in the United States. And yet, if you go to the CDC website, it talks about the five most neglected parasite infections in the United States. And to me, parasites, I've been treating parasites ever since I was diagnosed with cancer back in 1987. I was diagnosed with invasive malignant melanoma. And literally when my fellow physicians heard the diagnosis, they looked at the pathology, I had tumors on my spine and in my brain, they literally told me, well, we could do chemo, but it doesn't work. We could do radiation, and that just makes it grow. And if we use surgery to cut them out, it'll probably paralyze you, and you'll die anyway. And so they said, go home and get your house in order, and good luck the next couple of months, because you'll probably be dead in 2 to 3 months. And I was quite dumbfounded because I was a brand new practicing OBGYN. I was finally making some money, and you know, I had student loans to pay, children to raise, a life to live, and I wasn't ready to die. So that night I went home, and I'm telling this story about the parasites actually. I went home and I went to bed praying on my knees, praying for answers. And every time I've prayed for answers, the heavens have opened up and given me the answers. And all of us can do that. So I went home and I prayed, and the name Hulda Clark came to my brain. And I was like, who the heck is Hulda Clark? And I got up the next morning and went and did the rounds in the hospital, and then went to my office and my desk, and my desk had been totally cleared off. And in the center of my desk was an article by a Dr. Hulda Clark out of Chicago, Illinois, who was a microbiologist, who was saying parasites cause cancer. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. And I read the article, and at the end was her name, address, telephone number. And so I dialed the number just to see, you know, who I'd get and maybe make an appointment to talk to her. And lo and behold, Hulda Clark answered the phone. And I told her what was going on, what kind of cancer, and she told me everything I needed to do to get rid of the cancer. And one of those things was doing a parasite cleanse every for 2 weeks, and do it every month for 3 months, and then do it four times a year. And she said she'd do it four times every year until I die. And literally, I've followed her advice, and also did chelation therapy, Eziac tea and cat's claw, and a number of other things to clean my body out of toxins and heavy metals. And she said emotions cause a lot of the problems, so she told me to divorce my wife and move out of the place I'm living in, and you know, a bunch of different things. And I didn't divorce my wife at the time, and didn't move out of the place, but all my tumors were literally gone after the first month of doing what she told me to do, including a parasite cleanse. And so when we talk about parasites being the plague of the 21st century, the cancer has now become the second biggest cause of death in the United States, following heart disease. The third biggest cause, believe it or not, is medical intervention, which is a whole other topic, and I'm not going to get into that, but just going to your doctor carries a risk of dying. And going into the hospital, my mom got sick recently, and I said, Mom, you probably ought to go to the hospital. And she says, nope, Scott, I'm going to do what you tell me, because you go to the hospital to die. And it kind of really demonstrated to me that my mom believes in what I do, and she just said, you know, give me a regime and I'll do it, and she's doing fine.
Well, I haven't read this book yet. I read the one that you recently brought out, but it really sounds quite interesting. I think I might have to go there and check this out, because I'm actually working with an individual that has parasites in the blood that was it happened while this individual was in South America swimming on the can't think of the name of the river down there. And
the Amazon?
The what?
Amazon?
Yeah, the Amazon, that's it. And she's, you know, medicine hasn't really helped her, and I'm actually planning on talking to her about you. And with that being said, would you please give me your email address and your contact information for my listeners that may want to give you a call and see what you may have to offer for issues that they may be dealing with at the time?
Yes. My email is health, H-E-A-L-T-H, all lowercase, longevity, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y, underscore, so you push the shift and the dash button, I-N-C, Inc., at yahoo.com. So health longevity underscore inc at yahoo.com. Another one is scott.healthlongevityinc, no underscore, just scott.healthlongevityinc at gmail.com. And those two get searched by my assistants, and we try to answer emails as soon as possible. I do intuitive readings where I take a phone call and talk with a person and let them know what's going on and make a regime of herbs for them. And it doesn't take me long to tune into the energy and get what's going on. What takes the time is making the regime, because everybody's a little bit different with their emotions and their herbal needs. And so So it takes about an hour for me to put together a protocol for them, and I read out for 3 months. The reason I do the three-month reading is I charge $200 for the first visit, and the reading goes out for 3 months, and it's pretty accurate to 3 months, and people can get exposed to viruses, exposed to emotional turmoil, different things within that 3 months, so things can change, and everybody's a little different, so sometimes the herbal program will change, and the healings will change, and so, but I do that, and then repeat readings are $100, and the phone number to get a reading is 435-986-0025. It's the office number, and we make an appointment, and I concentrate on you and see what's going on in your body, and we put you on a herbal regime, and I give you answers to your question. Obviously, I'm not diagnosing anymore because the government doesn't want me acting as a physician anymore, so we just do a spiritual intuitive reading into your body and see what's going on. And
well, I'm going to be talking after the break today, after our next break, about the situation that you had to experience. And we are also going to be, for the listeners that wish to call in today, after this break, I ask you to call in to ask either myself and or Scott a question in regards to today's situation here. And the phone number is 800-930-2819. I look forward to speaking with you. Scott, when you are offering these health modalities, and the process that you go through, just experiencing a little bit myself, is you actually go into toning, like you are communicating. It sounds like dolphins to me, but I don't know if it's the angelic realm or the elemental realm. It's a very interesting experience to have. I never, ever, ever in my entire life experienced something like this. This healing process that you do, and it's absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. It doesn't come from me. Let me talk a little bit about the toning. 10 years ago, well, actually it was more than 10. It was about 11 years ago, I was following a man on the internet by the name of J.J. Dewey.
Go ahead and do that after the break.
Oh.
And for all of you that wish to call in right after the break today, 800-930-2819.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Michael Shane is returning to the Triway Grange in Mill Creek on Saturday, June 8th at 6:30 p.m. Come spend an evening with the masters from Shambhala and experience their blissful divinity and unconditional love. Everyone will have an opportunity to ask Spirit a question. And after a short education forum on the amazing healing powers of oils, Michael and the masters will dazzle you as they attempt to bring through an exceptional rare gift, a sacred oil to assist with opening oneself to their divinity and healing. If you would like more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping Your Word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping Your Word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back live on the Michael Shane Show on Transformation Talk Radio with Michael and our special guest today, a medical intuitive, Dr. Scott Werner. Back to you, Michael.
Boy, this has been really interesting to talk with you today, Scott. You were talking about your book, your ebook, and toning. I've just been reminding myself, because I heard your story. You know, you're a very good doctor. You seem to be very knowledgeable in your field, and it's just amazing to talk with you about it from time to time when I've had the opportunity. But it all hasn't been roses for you. One of the stories that you told me was you ended up losing your license to practice medicine for basically a bogus situation, because the powers that be were not happy with the results. Basically, your results were, it worked. So they had to get you out of the way. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Sure, Michael. It all started when I cured my own cancer, and literally parasites were causing, you know, I had malignant melanoma, which is a combination of flukes, a black fungus, and viruses. And when I cured my cancer, I actually lost 40 pounds. I was about 260 pounds and came into the office, you know, each day I was losing weight. And by the end of a month, I had lost 40 pounds, which was probably 40 pounds of parasites and fungus in the tumors and everything. And all the women in my OBGYN practice, they were going, Dr. Werner, you're losing weight. What are you doing? And I told them, well, I'm doing this parasite cleanse and antifungals. And they were like, well, we want to do that. And so I ended up putting many of the women in my practice on parasite cleanses and fungal cleanses. And lo and behold, their endometriosis would go away. And I would do a preliminary laparoscopy and diagnose them with endometriosis. And then we would do the elective treatment of doing laser surgery or opening them up and removing the surgery. And after they do the parasite cleanse, their endometriosis was no longer there and no longer posing a problem. And I was quite surprised. And I thought, well, parasites must be causing endometriosis. But I also found their ovarian cysts would go away. Their breast tumors and cysts would go away. And the endometrium would become more hospitable. In other words, their periods would not be so painful and as bloody. Their bleeding would be less, their pain would be less. And I was like, my God, parasites must be causing many, many female problems. And so I started treating things with herbs rather than surgery. And the hospitals didn't make as much money off of me. My You know, the way I was practicing was totally different from the other OBs and the OBGYNs, and it didn't generate as much money for the facilities. And so I got to be known as this quacky doctor, and a lot of people would come to me because I wasn't doing surgery. I was doing alternatives to what the other doctors were doing. And what I found was I ended up taking care of very, very sick people because a lot of the people, their regular doctors wouldn't know what to do with them when they got the cancers and they failed the traditional treatments of chemo, radiation, and surgery. And they'd end up coming to me after their doctors had told them there's nothing else they could do. And so I ended up treating some really, really tough cases and actually having success. And because I was doing alternative treatments, Medicare wouldn't pay for the processes. And so I went to battle against Medicare for a while and actually won in... There's two types. There's criminal and then there's civil. And I won in the civil cases, and they told me that I couldn't bill if I was going to use non-traditional treatments. I couldn't bill Medicare for anything, or Medicaid for that matter, or any insurance for that matter. And so I started to just charge cash because the insurance companies wouldn't pay. And then they started a criminal case against me for insurance fraud because I was practicing outside the scope of my practice and outside of the scope of care, the traditional care that the other doctors were giving, because you can't, according to the rules, you can't do that. Because if you do, you're committing fraud. Because if you're literally, they'd come in and have a urinary tract infection, and instead of treating them with the standard of care, which was antibiotics, I would treat them with herbs and get them well. And so they said, well, they must not have had a UTI, and you're lying about that. You're committing fraud, diagnosing them with something, and then treating it with something that isn't the standard of care. And so it's quite interesting. There was quite a few doctors that I met who were doing the same thing that I was and got carried off by federal marshals to prison. And they would keep you there and not give you your day in court. And they just literally, instead of dealing with you out in the world, they would put you in the prison system. And that's what happened to me. And they went to all of my patients and tried to get them to testify against me, and none of them would. And then they started to try to coerce them to testify against me. In other words, threatening them with taking away their benefits, their government benefits of Medicare, Medicaid, you name it. They were very coercive, and the investigators were very non-truthful to the people. And it was quite a bad situation. And while I was in prison trying to fight my case, they wouldn't accept any of my pleadings. They wouldn't give me a computer to write on because I've got an injury and people can't read my writing very good. And so I would try to write to the judge, and he says, I can't read this. This is a bunch of garbage. And they said I was psychotic and had me see the psychologist. Well, actually, it was a psychiatrist there in the prison system, and she tended to believe my story because I was very cognitive and had all of my parts. But there was a lot that went on during that 5 months I was in prison and in the system, and they would transport me from prison to prison and didn't give me anything, any way to defend myself. And anyway, I had cancer recur in my right arm in the bone while I was in, and I was dying. And so I prayed, and Jesus came to me and said, well, you can die in here as a martyr, and nobody will care. Somebody else will marry your wife and raise your children. Or you can admit to some guilt and get out of here. And he told me that they would want my medical license. They couldn't prove anything against it, so I would have to voluntarily relinquish my license for the rest of my life. And I would have to admit to one count of insurance fraud. And he said, even though you didn't commit fraud, they want you to admit to at least one count of guilt, which they did. And so I called my wife the next day and told her I was ready to give up my medical license and admit to one count of insurance fraud if they'd let me out of prison. And anyway, they called me the next day, a representative for the government, and they said, are you really willing to give up your medical license? We want you to admit to 156 counts of insurance fraud and pay the $3.5 million in fines, penalties, and interest for that and repay the government. And I said, you know darn well I didn't commit any wrongdoing. I'll admit to one count and give up my medical license if you let me out. And they said, well, you'll have to pay back $178,000 for the penalties on that one count. Are you willing to do that? And here they're taking away your license to make money and laying a big fine on you. And it was kind of a bad situation, but at least if I could get out and live and get back on a parasite cleanse, because that's what I needed to get rid of my bone cancer now.
Well, that sounds like a really traumatic story, man. I heard you tell it to me before, and it just bothers me that things like that are going on out there, you know. But I would look at it as a positive thing, because now you're doing a very good service to people that can come and find answers where answers have not been found.
Yes, and I'm at least alive, and you know, literally, I got out and I took care of paying off the fine. I finally got them paid off 2 years ago.
Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we're going to take some callers right after the break.
Yeah, we got Molly from Seattle, so Molly, hold on. We'll get to you right after this break.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. I help you see the blueprint of your life, what your life purpose is, when the times of prosperity are, and how to navigate through the challenges. You feel in control and inspired to live the life you want to live. Come experience an aha moment with me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Gardner, and you're live on The Michael Shane Show. Before I turn it back over to Michael and our special guest, Dr. Scott Werner, I want to let everyone know here in the greater Puget Sound area that we're returning to the Triway Grange in Mill Creek on Saturday, June 8th. And I'm inviting everyone to come spend an evening with the masters from Shambhala and experience their blissful divinity and unconditional love. Everyone attending will have an opportunity to ask Spirit a question, and after a short education forum on the amazing healing powers of oils, Michael and the Masters will dazzle us with bringing through an exceptional rare gift, a sacred oil for each and every one of us to open up to our divinity and to heal. If you'd like more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 1-800-508-6437, or you may visit our website at www.michaelshane.com. That's MYCHAELShane.com. Now back to you, Michael.
Yeah, this story that Scott was talking about was, you know, it was heart. I could feel it in my heart and my love goes out to you. Let's go ahead and open up the phone lines and take our first caller.
Yeah, so we got Molly in Seattle. Molly, you are live on air, and Molly has a question about circulation.
Hey. Hi.
Hello, Molly. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing great.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I've got circulatory problems in my hands and feet, sometimes my nose. And I'm wondering if there's something that I could use or do to help.
I can't hear her talking, so.
Oh.
Yes, there is. And I think we would have Scott, Dr. Scott Werner, help you and answer that question.
I didn't hear her question.
She's asking what she can do for her circulatory system.
Okay. You know, it was interesting. She kind of faded out, and I kept hearing the angels say, chelation, 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 because one of the things I was doing as a medical doctor, I was doing chelation therapy. Chelation, the word chelate means to grasp or to claw, and literally the substances we use to chelate grab a hold of heavy metals and toxins and pull them out of the body. And circulation, the biggest problem that we have been experiencing is our foods are laden with heavy metals and toxins. And so that's why there's the big push for organic foods, because you are what you eat. And I've found over the years that our food supply has become toxic with chemicals and abnormal bacteria called Mycoplasma, Helicobacter pylori, many of these atypical bacteria, and they get into our blood vessels And the heavy metals suppress our immune system's ability to remove these organisms, and so they get into our blood vessels and cause a chronic inflammation, which alters our circulation and actually causes fattening and thickening of the arteries and veins and injury to the blood vessels, causing poor circulation. And one of the treatments for that is to remove the toxins and heavy metals, and then I highly suggest removing the arteritis vasculitis, or the infectious component, which is usually atypical bacteria. They do what they call a C-reactive protein, and they have a more specific one for the cardiac system that detects these infections. Way back when, we used to do a CRP to see if people had mycoplasma or walking pneumonia, and the CRP is just it's a reactive protein that gets higher in the blood when people have atypical infections or infections. And so circulatory problems are mainly due to infectious atypical organisms and heavy metals and toxins. And so if you can remove those two components, you can help your circulation tremendously.
And how would Molly go about doing that?
I would find a alternative practicing physician up in the Seattle area. Jonathan, I'm missing his name, but he's one of the most famous alternative practitioners in the world. I keep thinking Jonathan Goldman, but a couple of practitioners up there in the Seattle area were some of the first practitioners to use these modalities to help clear up people's hearts and circulation, because you can't just clean up the heart, it cleans up the entire body. And so I would find an alternative medical doctor or a naturopathic physician or someone who does chelation therapy. IV is the quickest, but you have to sit there for 3 to 4 hours while they put an IV in you and give you the different chelating agents. The one most doctors use is EDTA, etidate disodium acetate, which grasps a hold of these heavy metals and toxins and pulls them out of your body. And then they can give you high-dose vitamin C therapy, high-dose ozone to kill off these organisms. I do a lot of oral stuff now that I relinquished my medical license, which means I gave it up so I could do what I do for my freedom. Literally, I do oral therapies, herbal, just make suggestions to people what herbs to take that will help clean up their bodies. So there's a lot you can do.
Oh, great.
And Molly, are you getting all of this?
I am. And the doctor he was talking about was Jonathan Wright?
No, I can't. I still can't hear Molly, but...
Oh.
But she's talking about Jonathan Wright, and I believe...
Yeah, Jonathan Wright. Jonathan Wright. He was amazing. He's one of the pioneers.
Yes. All right, well,
thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for calling in. Let's go ahead and take our next caller.
Actually, we are going to run out of time here a little bit, so we probably want to finish off with Dr. Scott Werner's message for the day and maybe give your contact information a couple more times so people know where to reach you, gentlemen.
Yes, Scott Werner. I do have an MD behind my name because I was a previous medical doctor. My phone number is 435-986-0025. We're using that line actually right now to make the call, so don't call it right now or you'll get me bleeped. But website is www.scottwernermd.com. And you can also reach us through the email at healthlongevity_inc@yahoo.com. That's healthlongevity_inc@yahoo.com or scott.healthlongevityinc scott@gmail.com, S-C-O-T-T dot, or a period, H-E-A-L-T-H-L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y-I-N-C at gmail.com.
And you are also talking with Michael Shane at Transformation Talk Radio, and you can get a hold of me at www.michaelshane.com, M-Y-C-H-A-E-L-S-H-A-N-E.com. And our phone number at our Ascension Foundation is 1-800-508-6437. I look forward to talking with you. And thank you for the callers that called in today. For those that we missed, we'll get back with you on the next show. Scott, I wish to thank you very much for coming in today and speaking to the world here. It's been wonderful, and maybe we'll have you back again so we can, because you got a lot of things to talk about, I'm telling you.
Way too much. And Take Back Your Health is available at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, or it was published by Balboa Press. So Balboa.com, and you can buy the book and get some really good information. And it's very inexpensive. I think it's $13.99 retail, and on Amazon it's like $11.30. And so really inexpensive for such a good vibrating book, too. Just having it in your presence will help you heal.
Well, thank you very much, and thank all of you out there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.